beam me up, Scotty. Captain Kirk from Star Trek series was one of my childhood heroes. He was charismatic, impetuous, and so brave. But millions adored him because he had a few one-liners like, "Beam me up, Scotty." That seemed to speak to all of our sci-fi fantasies. I don't know why, but let's face it. We've all wanted to be beamed up in this crisis moment. Would you like to be beamed up right now? Although the technology is not there yet, I think we've all felt this way. The book of Acts speaks about this type of event minus the technological advances. Acts 1:9 says, "After he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight." Wow. Can you imagine their surprise, their shock? Beam me up. It's a good thing that two angels instantly showed up to explain the situation. Acts 1:10-11. They were looking intently up in the sky as he was going, and when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who's been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go to heaven." I love this story because I can relate to these believers. I've never seen angels or demons. I've never seen anyone beamed up, but I believe. The Bible says, "Then Jesus told him, because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John chapter 20. Listen, can you believe without seeing? Can you put your trust in Jesus who will come back the same way he left? I can, and you can too. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.